We present the 19th episode in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. It almost looks as though some evil genius is playing tricks with the destiny of the Green Valley Line. In a few short weeks, almost every sort of trouble has broken out in Morristown. Train wrecks, shooting, a mysterious fire at the roundhouse, loss of the old presiding genius, Pop Harkness, by an injury, the intrigue of the opposing railroad factions, threatened foreclosure, family quarrels, everything, in fact, to upset the peace and harmony necessary to good business. All these things have been narrowly averted by the hard-fighting young superintendent, Bill Reed. And now, through the age-old efficiency of the mischievous little god Cupid, Bill Reed himself falls a victim. The news that Cary Graham is leaving Morristown sets young Bill crazy. Even the smooth genius of Judge Merrick has overlooked an important bet. As our scene opens, we find the judge trying to reason with the young superintendent.
No, William, just a move.
Oh, I tell you, Uncle, it's no use. I know what you think, and it's true. I'm just a big sap. Just like the simplest country hick that falls for a girl. I thought I was smart. Yes, I know. Go on, shoot.
Now, Bill, I wouldn't for the world pry into your personal affairs. It's just the importance of this job, don't you understand?
Yes.
Why, you've taken it on, and you're on the way to make a name for yourself. Just you, your head, Bill.
Uncle, you're wasting your time. I've used my head. I've worked night and day to put this road on its feet. I can't help it. When I think of Cary going away right out of my life, nothing matters. The Green Valley and all the people can go to blazes. That's how I feel.
You seem to have got it pretty bad, young
fellow. Well, maybe I have. I know I'm the world's prize sap, but the funny part is I don't care a plug nickel. I bet the whole town's laughing over this. Oh. The latest thing in Green Valley gossip.
They're not laughing, Bill.
Well, they will be.
I don't think so. The only ones who know about it are Spider and Mickey and Abe and Hiram.
Oh, gosh, isn't that enough?
Hold on, Bill. Those boys in the room last night are as true as steel. Every one of them would cut off his right hand rather than betray your confidence. They're all for you, Bill.
I know, and it doesn't mean a thing, Uncle. You're a pretty smart lawyer. If it was business, I know you'd be able to fix it, but this is different. After all, you are a bachelor.
Yes, just an old bachelor.
Huh? Well, excuse me, Uncle. Of course, I don't want to be offensive. You've been mighty good to me, and, well, maybe you've been through the same thing in your time.
Yes, maybe I have, Bill. But, oh well. One love story at a time, young fellow. Yeah, let's change the subject.
Gosh, I'm sorry, Uncle.
All right. Now let's go at this thing logically. How does this young woman feel about you,
Why,
Bill?
Don't you see? That's the main trouble. Oh. We're pretty good friends and all that, but when it comes to going any further, she just doesn't see me at all.
Mm-hmm. Ever tell her how you felt about her, Bill?
Well, no, I never did, Uncle. You see, I...
Yes, a woman is funny that way, Bill.
Huh?
She generally likes to be told, you see, after all...
Sure, I know, but you don't understand. She'd only turn me down, and I couldn't stand that.
Seems to me there's something behind all this, William.
Yes, it started a couple of months ago back east.
Uh-huh.
Her folks tried to frame up a match between us. Mm. It was her mother who was mostly to blame.
Uh-huh, that's just the sort of fool play that Helen Graham would spring. Uh-huh. So that's the trouble,
Sure. For the first 2 or 3 weeks here in Morristown, Cary and I fought like a couple of wild
cats. All on account of a couple of fat-headed parents.
I guess so. Then when old Pop Harkness came into the game, he got me to promise Cary and I would at least be friends.
Fine. And so you fixed it up, eh?
Sure. Then when we lost all those men to the CK&W, we had no superintendent's clerk.
Uh-huh.
Cary had been in here before she went to college, so we managed to get her to sit in here and take hold of the office work. Uncle, that girl's a wonder.
I see. Yeah. And when you got to working together, you began to see her in a different light.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's funny, but I just can't stand the thought of her not being here.
Well, how did her parents take the idea of Cary coming in here to work?
Oh, gosh, Uncle, they hit the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Graham nearly went crazy at the thought of Cary taking a job on the railroad. Yeah, I know it's funny.
Funny, yes, in a way. I suppose, Bill, it's one of the flaws in modern civilization. You know, very few parents understand grown-up sons and daughters. Why, even the beavers know enough to kick them out when they get big enough to run their own affairs.
Yes, well, I guess we're not getting anywhere, Uncle. Huh? I've got just one idea in mind, that Carrie's going away.
Well, my boy, it's your funeral. If you want to throw down these grand people here who trust you and run after a girl who doesn't want you, well, that's your privilege.
Yes, go ahead, Uncle. I can't help it. I know I'm about the lowest form of life to act like this, but there it is.
Yes?
They can get another superintendent. I don't want it.
Uh-huh. And then there's my good friend, Henry Harkness. They say he has a lot of faith in you, Bill. Of course, he's lying there helpless and maybe never come out of that injury.
Uncle, for heaven's sake, don't you think I know it?
Well, I thought you might have forgotten. It's going to be a pretty heavy blow to him, my boy. You see, it's so hard to explain. You don't really look like a quitter, Bill.
What? See here, Uncle. You've done a lot for me, I know. But nobody ever called me a quitter and got away with it.
No?
No, besides, it isn't true.
Yeah. Bill, it isn't a bit of good you trying to quarrel with me. I'm old enough, I've known you long enough, and I've seen enough of this world's trouble to tell you just exactly what I think of you. So don't try any theatricals with me, my boy.
All right, Uncle, you win. I'm a quitter. So what?
Oh, I don't know. That's something. As we say in the law business, the defense concedes the point. Now,
Look there.
What now? Another fire or something?
There's Carrie. Well, I'm darned. Talk of the devil.
Well, just think of that. Why, she's coming in here.
Oh, Lord, I don't want to talk to her.
I'd advise you, young fellow, to eat a little humble pie. Now,
your time to talk. What are you doing? You think I'd let her know that a chap I am? No chap.
No, Bill, look.
Say, look here, Uncle, you're not going.
Why, yes, I have some rather pressing business downtown.
Bill. Oh, well, listen, just hold on a minute now.
Everybody.
Hello, Carrie.
Oh, Judge Merrick, don't go. I'll only be a minute.
Yes, hold on. Don't leave.
You see, I just remembered a pressing appointment. It was with the... With Abe Meadows.
Abe Meadows.
Yes,
he's gone fishing. I saw him.
Abe Meadows gone fishing?
Yes.
Well, really, that's very strange. Well, of course, he wasn't the only one that I was to meet.
What?
There were several of them. Quite a number of people, in fact. Mm. Dear me, it's 11:30. Oh, my goodness, I'm 5 minutes late.
Yes,
well,
but
see you both. Goodbye.
I don't believe he had any old appointment.
No. Is there anything I can do for you?
Oh, no, nothing really. I just came in to pick up one or two things. How's number 9?
Right on time.
What? Why, she's marked up 40 minutes off time on the board.
Oh, yes, that's right. She's 40 minutes late. Silly of me, but I forgot for a minute.
How funny.
By the way, when are you leaving, Carrie?
I'm not sure. Probably number 10 Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of packing to do.
Yeah, well, I hope you'll have a good time in the East.
Oh, thanks. It will be nice to get away to Boston after all the excitement and have a good rest.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm looking forward to a rest, too. Been hitting it pretty hard lately.
But I don't understand. You're not thinking of...
Yes, I made up my mind to leave the Green Valley.
Oh!
Look out. You'll upset that ink bottle.
I'm sorry. But listen here. You're surely not going away, Bill.
Yes, I got a little tired of things around here. Going east for a change.
Bill, you don't mean that.
Sure, I mean it. Guess they can get hold of someone else to run this outfit.
Bill Reed, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, really? Well, what about you?
Why, you know why I'm going. I simply have to. It isn't what I choose, but Father and Mother need me, and...
I see. Well, don't let's argue. How's Pop Harkness?
Oh, Bill, he's better. They think he's going to make it. He could talk a little today.
Good. Did you tell him all the news?
No, of course not. Oh, Bill, he's just like a little child.
Mm.
My goodness, what's going to happen when he hears you've thrown him down and he trusted you so?
There you go. Now you're starting. Uncle Merrick took my hide off over it. Gosh, that man has a mean edge to his tongue.
Serves you right. I think it's the rottenest deal I ever heard of.
Do you?
I certainly do. I suppose I've no right to talk, but just think of you quitting when the Green Valley needs you so.
Oh, Lord, let's talk about something else.
Oh, dear, everything is so mixed up. Family quarrels and rows with the CK&W. Oh, I'm so tired of it all.
Sure, me too. I'm going to take a run east. I want to drop in and see Mother. She's back from Europe.
Your mother?
Yeah, you never met her, did you?
Why, no. It's funny, I never heard you mention her before.
Carrie, there's one grand woman, best pal I ever had. Gosh, you'd like her.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she must be nice. Oh, she's your Uncle Merrick's sister, isn't she?
Yes, that's right. She's just like he is, one of the best.
She's English, isn't she?
No, she and Uncle were educated over there, that's all. What just fancy us talking about Mother. Well, I suppose in a few days we'll both be on our way. probably never see each other again.
Now, you listen, Bill. You can't do this. You can't leave the Green Valley.
And why not?
What about meeting that mortgage money in 3 weeks?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose someone else will have to worry about that.
Oh, Bill, that's terrible. What is the matter with
you? Oh, nothing. Maybe I'm just a bum.
Maybe. Why, I wonder...
I guess we'd better break off this conversation. We don't seem to be getting anywhere.
Oh, gracious, look what you're doing. Hmm? Scribbling over that rolling stock report I typed out yesterday.
Oh, gosh, yes. I didn't realize. Excuse me.
Why, Bill Reed, you give up pretending. What on earth is the matter?
Oh, nothing. Say, did you hear about the extra fruit trains?
No. What is it, Bill? More business?
Sure, we got another company. They heard about the fast time we've been making with United Packers stuff. And we got this handed to us. Good money, too.
Well, that ought to help. Say, who are you getting in here to take my place?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. In fact, I don't want to think about it.
Why, just what do you mean, Bill?
Don't you know?
Why, no, how should I?
Oh, gosh, I never thought I'd feel like this. But, well, see here, Carrie. When I heard the other night that you were going with your people, it sort of knocked me sick.
I'm awfully sorry, Bill. Didn't know you felt like that.
I didn't know it myself. It was just the idea of you arranging it without saying a word to me that sort of got my goat.
I see. It's funny, Bill. I did that because I couldn't bear to tell you. I hadn't the nerve.
You mean that, Carrie?
Sure, I mean it.
We have had some bully times together, haven't we?
Pretty good. Remember the night they knocked you out up in the dispatcher's office?
Sure. The night we ran the first fruit train. I remember one thing you said, anyhow.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
No, I guess you didn't. Well, anyhow, you said you were going on number 10 Wednesday, huh?
Oh, yes, I guess so.
Mind if I take the same train?
Oh, I know. Oh, but I won't see you.
What?
You'll be riding the baggage or under the train or something, won't you?
Yes, I see you haven't forgotten that hobo son of mine coming in here. Guess I'll never hear the last of that.
Oh, Bill.
Yes?
Bill, aren't we being rather silly about ourselves?
I don't know.
Come on and tell me. Is it me going away that made you decide to give up this job? Come on, young fellow.
Carrie, I might as well tell you. It's just that and nothing else.
Suppose I don't go.
Why, then I'd have to stick around, too.
Then I'm not going.
Carrie, you mean you'd do that for me?
No, but I'd do it for the Green Valley Line.
Oh, shucks.
Another dangerous situation averted. And yet we think that our friend Bill is just a little disappointed. However, see how they handle matters in episode 20 of the Green Valley Line.